Shepherd, and he has a word or two about some of the things you may wish not to believe in.
We're back again with one of our famous enduring 20th century myths. Now, as all of you know, I pointed out recently that some people collect stamps, other people collect Ming China. Well, I collect enduring 20th century myths, and I must admit this one I was definitely a victim of myself. I went home to visit my mother and my father, the old folks, you know, and I went down in the basement. This was recently. And under the basement stairs, I found a gunny sack full of my past follies. I had a gunny sack filled with Wrigley Spearmint gum wrappers. Because at one time, there was a myth. If you got a gum wrapper with the right number inside of it, and you sent it into the Wrigley Company, you could win probably the Empire State Building. Well, my old man believed that if you got a Model A Ford in the right condition and took it down to the Ford dealer, he'd give you a new Lincoln Continental for it. Have you ever heard that one? Of course, all of these American myths are continuing, and there are people who still believe if they took the Model A down there, they'd get a new Ford or a new Pinto for it. Try it someday. Try collecting, old gold cigarette wrappers, because inside is a number, which if properly numbered, properly figured out, you'd probably win your lifetime vacation in Bermuda. These are all myths, American myths, and they never stop. Let me tell you the one about Campbell's soup, but I don't have the time. I'll be back. This is Gene Shepherd, who incidentally is a myth himself.
And that answers the questions that people have been asking. Is Gene Shepherd for real? 9 minutes now to 7 here at News 88.